it's a great opportunity for students in both the Columbia and UMSL campuses to experience a new kind of journalism, get some hands-on learning with both public radio and an online news operation. And I think the future lies there, so that's a cool opportunity for our students.
How basically is it going to work? Has it been worked out yet?
Well, no, people are still discussing that. I should say, in addition to the possibilities for students, we in the Columbia campus, we're very excited about the research opportunities. Our Reynolds Journalism Institute is going to be very deeply involved in that, and that's an R&D center for citizens in the industry. So this is a perfect kind of experiment for the Reynolds Institute, and we'll be working with Margie and Tam on principally trying to figure out if there is in this someplace a new business model that can support high-quality public affairs journalism. So we'll be experimenting with different ways of producing new revenues for these kinds of operations.
Well, revenue is certainly important. I'm curious about curriculum, though. You obviously are still working things out, but do you have any sense of where you'd like to see it go in that regard?
Well, that's really UMSL's lead on that. We're very much happy to work with them and their people and see what opportunities there are for our students. But UMSL really has the lead on the curriculum part.
So we don't know yet whether some of the people involved in these merged operations now would be instructing or whether they would be mentoring or we'd be taking interns. That's still to be worked out.
What we've discussed, but only broad strokes, is the opportunity to have some classes on site, whether those would be UMSL classes or Columbia classes or some combination thereof. We don't know. This is all new. We're inventing it. So no, none of that's been decided yet.
Are you as excited about it as we are and some people around the country are watching this thing unfold and making ready for it to evolve somehow?
Well, yeah, we're very excited. Again, nothing like this is going on anyplace else in the country. As I said, the Reynolds Institute, this is what it does as its core mission, is try to figure out how to produce better, newer forms of journalism. And no place in the country have a public radio operation and an independent online news operation merged. And then in addition to that, there is the excitement of the degree of participation by local leaders. To me, that's the really exciting part is that people are saying we need good journalism in this community and we're willing to support it both with our money and, more important, with our participation.